I also want to acknowledge the Teen Challenge girls are in the house. Amen. Amen. You make sure you tell Pastor Craig that I and his beautiful wife that I said thank you for allowing you guys to come. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we want to thank everyone else that's here for the first time. We welcome you and those viewing online as well. I believe here this morning, the Lord's going to speak once again. I've been on a series now in the book of Job. Usually when we mention the book of Job, we think of problems. We think of it's only for the mature. Amen. But after going through this series, I've come to find that the book of Job ain't about problems. It's about knowing how to solve problems. And knowing that God is faithful all the time, whether you can see him at work or not. That we serve a good God. Amen. So as we get into this morning's message, the title of this morning's message is The Four Messengers of Bad News. The Four Messengers of Bad News. How many have ever received bad news before? How many have been the cause for somebody receiving bad news before? Today I'm going to do my best in changing, if you have any bad news, into preaching the good news of God's word. And I pray that some insight be given to maybe several things that you might be going through. I may not give the exact answer, but I'm going to preach the gospel. The person of the Holy Spirit is going to give you the exact answer. And I pray that you walk away with revelation here this day. We're going to be doing a lot of reading, so I need everybody to slap themselves, amen, and to say, wake up. This ain't time to be asleep, amen? Amen. The book of Job, chapter 1, I'm going to be reading from verse 8 to verse 22. If you did not bring your Bible, we'll have every verse, chapter, book that I touch on the big screens. Amen? Job 1, verse 8. And the Bible reads, then the Lord asked Satan. Here is the Lord and Satan himself kicking it, having a conversation. Amen? Have you noticed my servant, Job? This is the Lord initiating this conversation with Satan in regards to his son, Job. He is the finest man in all the earth. He is blameless, a man of complete integrity. He fears God and stays away from evil. Satan replied to the Lord, yes. He agreed that Job did have it going on. But then he goes on to say why he had it going on. Amen. Satan replied to the Lord, yes, but Job has good reason to fear God. You have always put a wall of protection around him. I preached a service on about that wall of protection, amen? Around him and his home and his property. You have made him prosper in everything he does. Look how rich he is. But reach out and take away everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. All right, the Lord responds to the request of Satan himself. All right, you may test him. All right, you may test him. Since Teen Challenge girls are here, all right, you may test her. The Lord said to Satan, do whatever you want with everything he possesses, but don't harm him physically So Satan left the Lord's presence. Key. One day when Job's sons and daughters were feasting at the oldest brother's house, a messenger arrived at Job's home with this news. I believe all of us might be facing different type of bad news right now. And if you're not, praise the Lord. It's right around the corner. Amen. So the Bible records that a messenger arrived where? At Job's home, not at church, but at Job's home with this news. Your oxen were plowing with the donkeys feeding besides them. When the Sabaeans raided us, they stole all of the animals and killed all the farmhands. I am the only one who has escaped to tell you. That was so kind of Satan, amen? He let everybody got smoked but one person to be the messenger of bad news. While he was still speaking, he's in Job's house. He's speaking to Job of what's taking place. As he was still explaining what went down, the Bible records while he was still speaking, another messenger arrived with this news. The fire of God has fallen from heaven. And we know it wasn't the fire of God, amen? It was the work of Satan taking place. And has burned up your sheep and all your shepherds. Once again, Satan was courteous enough to let one person live. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. And while the second messenger was still speaking, the Bible reads, while he was still speaking, a third messenger arrived with this news. Three bands of Chaldean raiders have stolen your camels and killed your servants. Once again, he was kind enough to let one live, and I am the only one who escaped to tell you. So he's explaining it. There's three cats in Job's house now, all of them messengers of bad news. And while he was still speaking, another messenger arrived with this news. Your sons and daughters were feasting in their oldest brother's home. Suddenly, a powerful wind swept in from the wilderness and hit the house on all sides. The house collapsed, and all your children are dead. Once again, Satan was kind enough to let one live to be a messenger of the bad news. And I am the only one who escaped to tell you. The Bible records that Job stood up and tore his robe in grief. Then he shaved his head, fell to the ground to worship. He said, I came naked from my mother's womb, and I will be naked when I leave. The Lord gave me what I had, and the Lord has taken it away. Praise the name of the Lord. In all this, in the four thises, amen? In all this, Job did not sin by blaming God. The four messengers of bad news. I want to go to verse 20 because nobody likes receiving bad news. Whether you had it coming, didn't have it coming, nobody wants to hear. Sometimes my leadership calls, I says, don't give me bad news, don't give me bad news. Sometimes you can just feel when it's coming. But I really love verse 20. The Bible reads that Job stood up. I believe on this particular day, he was chilling at the crib. Amen. Minding his own business. The kids weren't home. Amen. That the Bible records that they were at the oldest son's house. They were having a party there. And I believe Job was there at home all alone, maybe with his wife. It was quiet. It was peaceful. He was a blessed man of God. Amen. And I believe when these four messengers of bad news came with the bad news, he was sitting down. Because the Bible records in verse 20, in receiving the bad news, he stood up. I want everybody here this morning to stand up. I want those online viewing here this morning to stand up. Because I believe too many times when enemy hits, we sit when we should be standing. Job stood up upon hearing this bad news. Four different types of bad news. And the last messenger saying, your children are all dead. I believe he was not seeing straight. He couldn't even figure it out or nothing, but he stood up. And I believe we're living in a time and an age where we need to be men of God, women of God in the making that know how to stand up when it's time to stand up. You may have your seats. Everyone is sitting down now. You're going to hear the word of God speak clearly to your life, to your situation, and doing something about it. Amen? In verse 12, the Bible records It's the right one. So let's just go to the real end. Let's read it all. All right, you may test him. The Lord said to Satan, do whatever you want with everything he possesses, but don't harm him physically. So Satan left the Lord's presence. He got his hustle on. He says, I am going to attack everything he has, even his children. All I got to do is just leave him alone. The Lord has given me the green light. The Bible says, so Satan, go back to verse 12, please. At the rule end, it says they're having a conversation. Satan wasn't yelling. God wasn't yelling. There was no argument taking place. And the Bible says that Satan was in the presence. You got to read between the lines. That Satan was in the Lord's presence. Because the Bible records that he left his presence means that he was in his presence. So can the enemy be here this morning? Yes, he sure can. But this is what I want us to learn this day. I put here in my notes that in the conversation between the Lord and Satan, we have to know that the Lord was in full authority and control of the conversation. You see, when we're in the presence of the Lord, we come under the Lord. We do what is right. Even Satan was behaving himself in the presence of the Lord. But as soon as he left the presence of the Lord, all of a sudden his plan to kill, steal, and destroy was right back because he had left the presence of God. Woo! This morning, the Lord's presence is in full control of this service. The Lord's presence is in full control of this service. He's in full control of your life if you allow him here this day. Right now, the enemy is not capable of striking. So take advantage of hearing the word of God here this day. No matter if you're facing bad news, the Lord right now is in full control. Any enemy got to come right if he wants to be in the presence of the Lord. Good revelation right now. The enemy's got to come right. He knows who holds the authority and the power. He knows he's the defeated fold. He knows he needs access in order to attack. So because he needed access, he had to come right to the Lord. And guess what? Because he came right to the Lord gave him permission because he came right. I mean, the Lord answered what Job requested. He answered his prayer. Wanting access to the belongings of Job. Because he knew, at least he thought, that this was the reason that he feared God. Because the Lord had hooked him up. No matter if you're facing bad news right now, the Lord is in full control. Tell your neighbor that, just in case they didn't believe me. Tell your neighbor. And if that neighbor didn't believe you, tell the other neighbor. They just might believe you. My point here this day is that bad news can come unexplained and undeserved. As it did to Job on this day that he was chilling, sitting down at the crib watching some TV. Amen? Bad news can come unexplained and undeserved and be from God. In verse 13 and 15, the Bible reads, one day when Job's sons and daughters were feasting at the oldest brother's house, a messenger arrived at Job's home with this news. Usually bad news starts at the home, not the church. Because the home makes up the church. We all have different places we live at and come from. But the bad news came, it wasn't at church. It came at the house of Job. That a messenger arrived at Job's home with this news. Your bad news might be some other news, might be something else. But for the life of Job, the news he received, amen, was that his oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding besides them. When the Sabaeans raided us, they stole all the animals and killed all the farmhands. I'm the only one who escaped to tell you. So here we find the first messenger that comes to the house of Job to report unto Job. I have a question. What news has hit your home or your life lately? And how are you responding to it? Are you taking it sitting down or are you standing up and doing something about it? In verse 16, the Bible reads, while he was still speaking, another messenger arrived with this news. So it could be more than one thing that Satan could be using in attacking your life, your marriage, your children, ministry, whatever it might be, the call of God upon your life. In verse 17, a third messenger came, and the same thing, while he was still speaking, a third messenger arrived with this news. And Job is just getting hit after hit after hit for being a God-fearing man of God that God thought of very, very highly of, that everyone else did too. It's a message that why do bad things happen to good people? Because I believe here this day the Lord is trying to elevate your life and my life. And in order for us to be elevated of Christ, in order for us to get breakthrough, we got to pass the test. The test has to come. The test has to come to see if you can operate at that level, at that blessing level. The test must come. And in verse 18, we find the fourth one. While he was still speaking, another messenger arrived with this news. In verse 12, here Satan and the Lord were having a conversation, and Satan made a request, and God honored it, to attack everything that Jobone, just leave him alone. He says, all right, you may test him. The Lord said to Satan. We know that whenever the Lord tests us, it's meant to be passed. The Lord's not going to give us a test to fail us, but to take us to the next level, amen? To fulfill the desires that we have in our heart, the call that God has placed upon our lives, the Lord has to test us. And every test the Lord gives us is one that's supposed to be passed. Whether you grew up with education or you didn't grow up with education, the Lord knows what test to give you. He knows our weak areas. He knows our strong areas. We know that whenever the Lord tests us, it's meant to be passed. But I have a question. But how about when the enemy tests us? Here, within this verse, the Lord tells Satan, all right, you may test him. You may test him. Here now, the teacher was Satan. I'm just reading the Bible. I know it sounds like I'm reading a different Bible than you have, but I'm reading God's word, and the word says in verse 12, all right, you may test him, the Lord said to Satan. So here, the teacher was no longer the Lord, but Satan himself, giving Job four big tests of bad news. He came with some heavy tests. There were tests to fail him. And we need to learn here this morning that we are not here just to pass the tests that are from the Lord, but we are here this morning also to learn to pass the test, even when it's a test that comes from Satan that don't want us to pass, that wants us to fail. Before I came up here, I jotted down little notes on top of my message. I said, I believe the tests of Satan are easier than the tests the Lord gives us. I believe the tests of Satan are easier. Why? Satan keeps giving us the same tests of the past. He can't create anything new. He can't come with something fresh you've never seen or never heard. Said, what? Never seen that one before. Oh, yes, you have. Oh, yes, you have. You even got the answer for it. So when Satan tests us,
it usually 100% deals with our past. And that's why I say Satan's tests are easier than the tests of the Lord. Because when the Lord tests us, it's to take us forward. It's a faith test that we don't have the answers to. One that gets us nervous. One that makes us feel we're going to fail. At least when the enemy tests us, if we fail, we at least know how to do it in the world. We're all A-plus students. We all, some of us had majors. Some of us had doctor's degrees with Satan because we knew it so well. We went way beyond 8 years of college that it takes to make a doctor when we were with the enemy. But I believe when the Lord is testing his people is to grow us and to allow us to trust in him what can't be seen, and that's what faith is. But something that is certain. Do you believe that the Lord is wanting to bring breakthrough in your life? Do you believe that the Lord is wanting to take you forward here this morning? Do you believe the Lord wants to do something great in and through your life this day? And if the answer is yes, he's going to give you tests that you've never seen before. He's going to take you to uncharted waters that you've never seen before. Here the teacher was Satan himself giving Job four big tests of bad news. Here, Satan, I put here, had become the substitute teacher. Because we know that one of the attributes of the person of the Holy Spirit is a physician. Amen. But one, he's a counselor. And the third attribute, he's a teacher. The person of the Holy Spirit is a teacher. But here this day in class, there was a substitute teacher. And the substitute teacher was called Mr. Satan. Here, the enemy now had become the teacher in regards to the life of Job. So whether the teacher is the Lord, the test is meant to be passed. Whether the teacher is Satan, the test is meant to be passed. Amen? There was four messengers of bad news. I want to speak about four tests here this morning. And I will let you go before the time I usually bring it to an end. Amen? So I want everybody following along to get something from the message here this day. And the first test, we found out what Job's test, it was this test, four different types of tests. But for you and I, the four tests that God would want to give us would be these four. And the first one is the test of obedience. A test of obedience. Can we remain obedient to the Lord even when the test we're facing is unexplained or undeserved? Job stayed obedient because he knew he was clean. He went back and forth with his three friends, and another one came, and they were saying, "You gotta be in sin. God wouldn't be doing this to you otherwise." But he knew he was clean. He knew he was clean. And he stayed obedient, even though what he was going through was unexplained and undeserved. He stayed obedient. I put here in my notes, obedience will always pass the test. Scripture tells us that obedience is greater than sacrifice, according to God's word. that obedience is greater than sacrifice. So it has nothing to do with how much we've been sacrificing. Obedience always comes first and should always be there when we serve the Lord. Obedience will always pass the test. The second test I believe that the Lord would want to give us, if we could get the obedience one right, he elevates us to the next one called the patience test. The patience test. Now, I know the church, we all need work on patience. Now, the girls from Teen Challenge may need no help on patience. They got it going on, amen? But everyone else besides them could work on patience. It's a test that is of the Lord that needs to be passed if the Lord's going to move you forward and use you at another level. Waiting on God in obedience. Too many times we feel that if we're in obedience, we don't have to wait. Nope, that's not the way God operates. You can be in obedience and God will still make you wait. Ask Job. Obedience at times still has to wait. Out of the 42 chapters of the book of Job, 42 long chapters, the Lord finally speaks to Job on chapter 38. Out of 42 chapters, Job had to wait till the real end. Out of 42 chapters, he had to wait all the way to chapter 38 to hear the Lord speak to him. Even though he was obedient, operating in patience, he still had to wait to hear of the Lord. And too many times we move without hearing from the Lord because we're in obedience and we haven't done nothing wrong. And we don't wait because sometimes we feel we don't have to wait if we're in obedience. God ain't speaking to me, so something must be wrong. It's the pastor's fault. It's the leadership's fault. I knew it. It's my wife's fault. I knew it all along. I knew it. I just didn't want to say nothing. Wives, I'll be nice. I knew it. It was my husband's fault. I told him to wait. He didn't listen. And it's real easy to shift the blame of the not passing the patience test. Because it's hard to wait, especially when you're doing good. Job waited up to chapter 38 to finally hear the Lord speak to him. Look what Job was going through. He was in Job 11. We're in the 11th chapter, 11:5. His buddies tell him, if only God would speak. If only he would tell you what he's thinking or thinks. You would at least have the answer. But the Lord would not speak. There's an old saying that when the teacher gives the test, the teacher is silent. Amen? It's an old Rebbe. But this day, the teacher, the substitute teacher, was Satan. And Satan wasn't waiting on nothing. He was speaking, baby. He had messengers lined up to take the bad news to Job. I don't know about you, but at one time for many, many years, I was a bad news bearer. I was a carrier of bad news all the time. Here comes bad news. Don't look at me like that. So were you. But I thank the Lord that today I'm a carrier of the good news, of the preaching of the gospel of Jesus that can make a difference in anybody's life. A carrier of the good news, even in bad times, hard times, waiting times. But look what takes place in Job 40, verses 1 through 5. Then the Lord said to Job. That may not sound much to you, but to Job. And look what the Lord starts pounding him with. You would think he would have been mellow with poor Job. Waited 38 chapters. They're scraping sores and he was on the way out. This is the Lord's conversation with Job. Do you still want to argue with the Almighty? You are God's critic. But do you have the answers? Job didn't have the answers 38 chapters into it. Didn't have the answers. His friends didn't have the answers. His wife didn't have the answers. The shepherds, his beloved, nobody had the answer to why Job was facing what he was facing, being a great man of God. So now God comes on the scene and starts checking him, calling him a critic. He says, you got the answers, hot shot? Then Job replied to the Lord, I am nothing. How could I ever find the answers? I will cover my mouth with my hand. I have said too much already. I have nothing more to say. Heavy wording, real heavy wording. The third test is the faith test. It's the faith test. When our faith test comes, whether it's from God or Satan, the one we got to go to is the Lord. And too many times when we're facing a test, whether it's from the Lord or Satan, we step out of obedience, we step out of patience, and we fail the faith test because we got to make it happen ourselves. And we never go to the Lord in sincere, wanting the answer to why we're facing and why that messenger of bad news came to our house, to our life, our thinking. The fourth test is the sin test. The sin test. The sin test. In Job 42, 5 and 6, the Bible reads, I had only heard about you before. This is Job. He was so blessed beyond measure just by hearing of the Lord. Some of you can get so blessed here this morning just by hearing of the Lord and what he's speaking to you right now. Just by hearing about the Lord and what he's able to do in one's life, even when it looks unfair and not right. And Job here in 42, amen, the last chapter because he was able to pass the obedience test, patience test, faith test, the sin test. He's now getting revelation from God. And he goes on to say, I had only heard about you before, but now I have seen you with my own eyes. I have seen you with my own eyes. Job 1:22 says, Job 1:22, Job 1:22 says, in all of this, Job did not sin by blaming God. A lot of times when we have a test from the Lord, a test from Satan himself, and we feel it's too hard, we walk out of obedience, we walk out of patience, we walk out of faith, and we walk into sin. We walk into sin. In passing the obedience test, the patience test, the faith test, the sin test, it allows two things to take place in your life and in my life. It allows two things to take place. As we go back to Job 42, 5 and 6, please. I had only heard about you before, but now I have seen you with my own eyes. I take back everything I said, and I sit in dust and ashes to show my repentance. Passing these tests that are from God. And at times he will use a substitute teacher called Satan. At times he will use a brother or sister. But God knows what tests we need to take us to the next level. And if we can't pass the test we're in, how do we expect to pass the next test that God has for us? When we pass these tests, it allows two things to take place. In the first one, it allows you to not only hear the Lord, but to be able to see the Lord. It allows you to be able to see the Lord. Remember what Satan said what would happen if Job's belongings would be taken from him? And that's in Job, I believe, 1:11. Job 1:11. And the Bible reads, this is when they were having the conversation in the beginning of the word. But reach out and take away everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. No, because he had obedience, patience, faith, and the sin test that were all passed. So instead of cursing the Lord to his face, Job got to see the Lord face to face. He got to see the Lord. The problem of today is that people are not able to see the Lord in everything, in the good and the bad. You can only see the Lord in the good. It's one thing to be past obedience tests in the good times, the patience test in the good times, the faith test in the good times, and the sin test in the good times, but can you pass those four tests in the hard times? It allows you to see the Lord and what's taking place in other people's lives. It allows you to see the Lord not so much physically, but Job did. Bible records that he saw the Lord face to face. But it allows you to see the Lord in spirit and how he wants to use your life. and what you must do in order to be elevated, to be used of the Lord at another level. Here, everything about the hit on Job was unfair, unexplained to him, up to 38 chapters, and he still passed. And his tests were severe tests. I believe our tests ain't that severe, and we still fail them. She looked at me wrong. Disobedience. I'm tired of waiting. I've been in the rehab already for 2 weeks. I'm good. Why, this program is a year long? Who made up that rule? I need to get out of here and go get a job. Secondly, it allows you to repent. It brings humility to your life. It's what the Lord wants from the tests we encounter. Not a one of us absolute is from tests. Not one of us. We're all going to face them. And when the Lord speaks, because we have been in obedience and patience and faith and have not sinned, and we do it His way, when He answers and He takes us to that next level, it can only humble us. It can only humble us. Some problems are people get raised up and pride kicks in. Like the four tests are not for them no more. They have already passed them, but if you remain growing, your test will always be different and deeper and greater, because that's what the Lord wants to do, go deeper and greater in your life. It brings humility. As the worship team makes their way, please. Real simple stuff. But I believe if we look at those four tests, the obedience test, the patience test, the faith test, and the sin test, we can all work on them and do a little bit better. Amen. All of us, those viewing online. Job stayed strong, did what was right, and he was able not only finally after 38 chapters to hear from the Lord, but he was able to see the Lord. Probably have a few messages left on Job. We know the end part of it. He hooked him up. He doubled up. The Lord's looking for a man and a woman that he can bless and to want to continue to grow and go through the tests of life. Some are from the Lord and some are from Satan himself. He wants to elevate our walk with him. He was having a conversation with Satan and he said, have you noticed my son Job? He was bragging about him. How many used to brag about us when we were in the world lost and bound? Man, that's brother such and such, man. They call him Night Owl. Man, that's sister such and such. They call her La Loca. Man, you don't want to mess with him. They call him Killer. It was such a proud moment, he would tattoo it on you. It's time that we give up the nicknames of who we were and to take on the true identity of who we are in Christ Jesus that comes through the test of time. The Lord is wanting to graduate somebody. He's wanting to take somebody to the next life. He's wanting to bring breakthrough, but he's got to bring the test. He's got to bring the test. It don't matter where the test came from. We just got to know who's in control of the test Amen. And the Bible says that we're able to stand up under anything. That the Lord will not put to something too hard that we can't stand under as we stand here this day. Yes, this might be a hard test. It's calling you to humble yourself. And a lot of times the problem is that we don't want to humble ourselves. We want to go just hearing of the Lord, but never experiencing of seeing the Lord. Never seeing the Lord. Never being able to see how the Lord wants to use your life at another level way beyond that you're at right now. Because that's the God we serve. I believe every parent wants the best for their kids, to them to do good at school. They pray they go to college and not end up like half of us here this day, amen? I'm going to open up the altars, love, whatever the song is. The good news here this morning is that even if you're failing the test, God's still in control. He's still in control. He's in control of Satan and anything and everything. God is still on the throne, and He is in control at this very, very moment. That is the good news of the gospel here this day. God is in control of the test that you're facing right now. He loves you. He loves you. He's in control. He's in control. Your test is meant to be passed. If some of you need a tutor, I'll be your tutor. I'll be your counselor. Oh, hallelujah. Right there where you're at. Tell the Lord, Lord, this part was for me. Or maybe this part was for me. Or maybe this part was for me, Lord. I come before you, Lord. Humbling myself. I want you to consider me. I want you to consider me, Lord.